tell me what's got you and Nick so rattled. How bad is it?
There's no point having a tape if I won't actually use it.
I took this job to make a difference. I can help you. Let me help you.
Pearson, Season 1, Episode 7 is over. And if you're ready to hear us talk about The Immigration Lawyer, then suits yourself. I'm Rob Sestrino, back here with the guy who says that he still needs his $600 fee to be here. It's Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing much better than Yoli is doing, much better than Nikki is doing, Bobby is doing. This whole cast is in hell right now. I think the best person, I mean, aside from Jessica, who we give the gritty to every week. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell you who's second best on this cast right now. They're all in hell.
Everybody is in hell. It's another tough week for the gang, and we'll talk about it all here as we are only 3 episodes away from the big season finale, series finale of Pearson.
Damn. Yeah. And it's bleak, y'all. And it really is. There's almost nothing to celebrate on this show. And I thought for a second that there was going to be. There's a moment at the end of this episode where Jessica goes to Nikki and says, Nick, tell me, did you kill Tommy Deal? What's happening here? Tell me. And I'm like, yes, Nick, this is the moment. Reveal it to Jessica so she can put on her lawyer outfit again. Mm-hmm. She might not be a lawyer, but Jessica was making things happen on Suits. She is the biggest, baddest thing that y'all got here. Give her, put her in the game, coach.
Let her cook.
And he's like, nope. And he goes to get in the car and drives off. I'm like, we were so close. We were so close to let Jessica do Jessica things.
This was a very Bobby-centric episode of Pearson. Really spent a
Bobby
lot
and
of,
Nikki,
Bobby and Bobby and Nikki, and very much about and Pat McGann. I really feel like that Jessica was kind of like doing her own thing most of this episode.
Well, she was begging everybody for information. She's like, "Can you tell me about Pat McGann?" No. Okay. Can you tell me about Tommy Deal? No. Okay. What if I buy a company for you? Then will you then tell me about Pat Tommy Deal? It's like, I don't really want to. It's like, okay, wait. What if I bring a contractor to your business and give you a bunch of money? Like, I still can't take it. I was like, God damn it, just tell me. So she was running behind Bobby and Nikki all episode, but she was getting nowhere. Nobody would crack even a little bit until finally she gets at the former union boss, who is now, what's his name? Frank, the contractor.
Did not know there would be a quiz. Frank Kramer.
He finally cracks
in the season that she ended up like getting his son in trouble.
I mean, essentially everybody was coming back in these next couple episodes. So we saw Frank come back. We also saw the superintendent back in this episode as well. Frank finally says, all right, let me sit you down and tell you exactly what happened, because Jessica did. She agreed to get Icarus to be one of Frank's projects. And so Frank says, All right, let me tell you what happened. Tommy Deal, I know you think he's a victim, and he is, but he also sucked. That guy was awful. He was a thief. He was blackmailing everybody. He was bad people. And him disappearing was really good for Pat McGann. In fact, with him disappearing, Pete, Bobby's dad, ended up being in charge. And we know Pat McGann has been pulling the strings of the Novak household for a very long time. He never had any union issues once Tommy Deal was gone. So Pat McGann is behind this all. And so Jessica's like, so did he kill Tommy Deal? Mm-hmm. He did not. The person who does his dirty work now with Tommy Deal. Right. And so the person who does his dirty work now is the guy who did it. And that's Nikki. And so now Jessica's on a mission to get Nikki to admit it. But he won't even admit it either. Matter of fact, nobody is willing to admit this. The problem is Pat McGann has the tape recording that we talked about last time.
That little tape.
Of Nikki admitted it.
So many people little have Nikki. The little tape player.
Yeah, there's a tiny tape player, and everybody has one.
A little tiny tape player.
I tell you right now, you couldn't find one if I gave you $1 billion.
I was like, oh, is that right from like an answering machine?
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you remember that?
Hey, Pat, it's Nikki. Tommy Deal is murdered. Call me back. Bye. Boop.
Yeah, exactly. So Pat McGann has recorded Nikki's confession to him, and he is using it for leverage on Bobby. And so now everything Bobby is doing seemingly is to protect Nikki, which is seemingly to protect Pete, who was in charge of getting when Pat McGann wanted Tommy Deal killed. So that's how we end up here.
Pete's not alive, is he?
Nah, that's Bobby's dad. He's passed away. Mm-hmm. We haven't figured out why. I don't remember why. I'm sure they said it, but he's gone. And so now all this stuff is going to fall on Bobby, or at the very least, Nikki.
Yeah. And Pat McGann is down bad. We know Pat McGann, he's hurting for money, but he had this other thing that was going on where that there was some investor who was paying money and they were going to be tearing down buildings and tearing down Angela's building. And then this guy comes back and is like, all right, Pat McGann, I heard you're a risky bet. I'm out.
Yeah. You broke, boy. I'm going. And Pat McGann's like, no, I'm good for it, babe. Albert, what are you doing, baby? What are you doing? He's like, nah. Mm-hmm. I gotta go. And so now Pat McGann is between a rock and a hard place, really, because Bobby's already come to him and said, I know about the tape. You asshole. I hate you. You're picking on my little brother. I don't like that. So stop this thing. Stop it from happening. You're going to still have influence, but you're not backing me anymore in the campaign. We have somebody else. So stand down. Pat McGann's like, all right, I guess. But when Albert says, we're out, we're not doing the business here anymore, now he has no other hope but to go get the Icarus job back for himself so that he can get the money. Mm-hmm. The problem is, Jessica has already bargained the Icarus job to get information on Pat McGann in the first place. So she's telling Frank, hey, I'm getting you Icarus. You just got to sell 49% or 51% of your company away to your homegirl. And then boom, you got it. Only for Pat McGann to now go to Bobby and say, yeah, remember that time I told you you can have Icarus and do what you want with it? I need that. I need you to go back and get that from them. And so he does. Yeah. Bobby has.
But Bobby, what a dummy when he's like, get the media in here, press conference time. And Derek's like, are you sure, sir? I don't think that's such a good idea. He's like, listen, I know what I'm doing, okay? Bobby Novak cook.
He says, shut up, Derek, you're dumb. Well, Derek was trying to stop him from exactly what happens. Bobby goes public as a way to kind of stunt on Pat McGann, because Pat McGann thinks that I got you in my pocket. And so Bobby's like, nah, not only have I told you to shut up and leave my brother alone, I'm about to go public with this big sale. It's going to make me look really cool as a mayor. And then I could throw it at all the other mayor's faces too. And I could push my healthcare initiative. And then I could tell my girlfriend about it. We can go to LA and flaunt it in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. So, nah. And that's what he's trying to do. But it doesn't work. And it wouldn't. And everybody would have to warn him that this wasn't going to work. Derek was like, bruh, this is not a good move, because now this guy has to go all the way to Seattle to shut down this Icarus sale. But Rob, guess who's in Seattle? Mike Ross.
Mike Ross. Oh, you think it?
I think we're getting
Ross. A Mike Ross, Bobby this Novak is, cameo.
This is the only hope I have, Rob. So far, this is the only thing that is tying us back to suits is that he said, "Yo, you better go to
Bill
Seattle.
Gates."
No, he said, "You better Russell go to Seattle." Wilson? Goddamn, fix it. No. No, he's in Denver.
It's right? 2019.
Oh, you're right. We're in a time machine. We're in a flashback. I forgot the filter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Mike Ross has moved to Seattle to do that clinic thing, right? I'm thinking this is where we're going to see Mike Ross maybe have to step in and help with some of this fixing, because Jessica's not a lawyer and they're going to need one. They're going to need at least one, because they got to deal with this Icarus thing and they have to deal with the immigration lawyer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, are we going to follow Bobby to Seattle? You think we are?
Only if the next episode is dedicated to Mike Ross, then yeah. If Bobby goes to Seattle without Jessica,
I don't think we're going to get Mike Ross.
I was hoping we would.
I don't think so, because I think that Mike Ross is already like in the real time of this. I think this is airing like simultaneously with the final season of Suits. So like Mike Ross is like, they just brought him back on Suits. And then he's going to be back for the last couple episodes of Suits. So I know it's not the same timeline, but I feel like that he's going to be like in two shows at once.
See, and at best, I felt like maybe Suits has just like Mike Ross, just like Suits just ended. And we got like a couple layover episodes, mm-hmm, for Pearson, for they can do some little back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Or remember, Harvey also was moving to Seattle to be with Mike, right? Oh, Harvey and Donna. True.
But that didn't happen yet.
And I don't know where Suits is on the timeline. That's what I'm saying.
So maybe I think Suits that this is basically like overlaying with like this is airing at the same time as the final season of Suits. So I don't know
They don't end simultaneously,
but that would be a spoiler if Harvey was in Seattle before that Harvey moved to Seattle on Suits.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think Suits has ended and then Pearson has started. Like they have overlap, but they're not like in line. So I think Pearson and Suits start at the same time, and then Suits ends, but Pearson keeps going for two more episodes. So Harvey leaves, mm-hmm. and then we see Harvey's story continue on Pearson.
Yeah.
That's why my big brain is exploding.
That is big brain. This is very big.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, are we going to follow Carrie to Los Angeles?
I don't care what she's doing in Los Angeles. You know, like yeah. Carrie's cool, but her storyline is really contingent on what the hell Bobby is doing. And if he's not going to be in LA with her, then it really doesn't matter right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's circle back to Yoli. And Yoli, she needs to meet with the immigration lawyer, and then she has like a meeting with the guy, and then she sits down with him, and he needs a $1,500 bond. And then he's like, oh, wait, well, you forgot about my $600. And then
yeah.
and he's like, don't worry. Okay, let's just say. I mean, she's lucky she forgot the $600.
Uh-huh. Because he was trying to rob her.
Yes.
And he does.
Yes.
Yeah, he robs her. Yeah. Could have been worse. The problem with this immigration lawyer and many of them is that they pick on people who do not have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. Yoli being undocumented, her mom being undocumented as well, it doesn't give them a lot of places to turn to when they need to get help like this, right? Because there are a lot of people who say, well, go to your own country and then figure it out. It's like, I can't just leave. I don't have anything mm-hmm. over there. There's nothing there. My money doesn't, like, I don't just get to go over there and have a home. I have to then find a place to live. Like, it's not as simple as just leave and go become illegal. I mean, go come legal and then come back. Like, that's not how this works. So she's trying to get her mom out of the orange jumpsuit. The guy's like, yeah, meet me at the diner. Meanwhile, Jessica is throwing all the work in her in the world because she has no clue that this is happening. Yoli doesn't want to tell her. She's trying to keep her job. We know Yoli was screwing up the first 5-6 episodes of the season anyway. So she's really trying to be on the up and up. But she needs help. And so when she goes to this lawyer, he's like, oh, yeah, just give me all the money you got. It's fine. She mm-hmm. gives her the money. And he's supposed to show up to the bond hearing to get her mom out. And he never shows up. Turns out he scammed her. He took advantage of her. Because what is she going to do? Where can she turn to get assistance when a lawyer just runs off with her money? She doesn't really have a lot of options.
And Derek's like, will you please, Jess, tell Jessica? And I'm like, please, will somebody just tell Jessica something on this show? The show is freaking called Pearson. Tell Jessica everything. I don't care about you side characters.
Let her cook. That's what I'm telling you. I got excited because I thought, okay, they're about to let my girl out of the corner. Like, she's been over there warming up, yeah. you know, throwing like shout out, you know, she's been ready, sparring and everything. They're like, all right, get in the game, coach. Like, let me in. They're like, okay, let her. She's off the leash. She's out there. But every time they keep stopping her, I'm like, bro, just tell her, let her go in there. Because Jessica go mop all this stuff up. She's going to take that lawyer for everything he got. She's going to get this woman out of...
She's going to find this guy? You think she's going to get the $1,500,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think she can get the money back. And I think she can save this woman's mom. But it's kind of the same thing with Angela, Jessica's cousin. Angela, this whole season, has been like, Jessica, leave me alone. We don't want your rich... We don't want your slutty money. You know, like, she's been doing that all season. And... Anyway, she's been doing that all season. And then finally, Jessica's like, can you just please come live in my high rise with me so I can stop feeling guilty? And she's like, fine. And now in this episode, she's like, I mean, I don't know if I need a driver, Jessica. I mean, mm-hmm. do you want to pay for a moving service yeah. for me as well? Oh, my God. Like, are you serious? Like, bro, when rich people give you money, take it.
Yeah.
Just take the money.
And Jessica's like, oh, I just opened this bottle of white. You don't want some?
Yeah. And she's like, is that how you live? You just come home and relax and have wine? Yes, this is how the rich do it. Enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Live a little bit. You can go live in the projects whenever you want. But right now, take this woman's kindness for what it is, because she's really, really rich. That means she could be a lot kinder to people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they just won't let her cook.
Yeah. Well, Angela, I feel like that she's going to go back the other way because she went back and saw all her friends in the tents.
Yeah. So now that the projects are being destroyed, a lot of these people are getting forced out of their homes. Angela, of course, dodges that because she goes to live with her rich cousin in the high rise in a deluxe apartment in the sky, you know. But everybody else doesn't have that same luxury. So now she's over there and she's seeing these people. And I don't know if she's going to go in the other direction, but I think she's also going to say, Jessica, you just gave a woman $800,000 to buy a company so that you can pay back a favor basically to Frank because you ruined his life.
Her money?
Where else do you think she get it from? Remember,
I thought it was like an advance from Icarus or something.
Bobby? From the man? From Icarus. Icarus sent Jessica $800 like, yeah, you good for it. No, Jessica, remember the buy-in for Partner was like $1 million at Pierce Spector, Lit, Zane, Williams, Willer, Hardman, and Simmons and Law, you know, and so she got that kind of money. Yeah. She gave the woman $800,000 and was like, also, you don't even have to hold up your end of the bargain. I'm doing this so I feel better because I want to do something.
What's the buy-in at Frank Kramer Construction?
She gave $800,000 to get 51% of the company for that lady, Mia.
Wow.
So, yeah. Jessica could have just bought the whole company. Well, the string was, tell me about Tommy Deal. But then she also said, it's cool. Because remember, she needed to get a woman $800,000 so that she could buy the majority stake
no
of the
mystery is worth that much.
Of the no, listen, she had like, to buy the buy
800K
the
isn't
the
even worth it. Tell me about JFK.
Do you
forget Tommy Deal?
No, listen, the Tommy Deal gifts is the gift that keeps on giving, right? So she gives $800,000. The woman now owns the majority of Frank's company. Frank now has $800,000 because we know Frank is broke. Now, the company is also a minority owned business, right? So now that company can now benefit from Icarus coming. So now they're getting Icarus, and then Icarus will bring some more money to Frank. And now then she's helped Chicago.
Is Jessica an investor in the company? Is she getting a kickback for this? A kickback even?
She is being an angel investor here, I guess, or something, right? She's just doing good. This at the time.
No.
It's the first thing she's done out of the kindness
angel
of her heart.
Investor doesn't mean you're doing it out of the kindness of your own heart.
Well, she's being an angel to these people, you know, at the very least. She's not investing in anything. She told them this was a gift. She said, this is a gift to you because I'm investing in you. I don't want anything. All I want is for you to go make these things happen. Because remember, Derek called her transactional, and she very much is. Jessica can go move mountains for anybody if you have something that she wants. If she needs something from you, Jessica will make those things happen. In this episode, she gave $800,000 to a woman she don't even know to give so that she can help Frank and minority businesses at the same time so she doesn't piss off Derek, who said that she wasn't going to try to help the minority people. So she was doing all that stuff. She's just throwing her money at all the problems. But when she does it, she normally wants something back. She said, this time I don't want nothing back, even though she still got back what she wanted, which was the information on Tommy Deal.
Jessica is out talking to different people. She's up talking to Bobby right after the press conference. He's like, hey, I already did one press conference. I don't have to answer your questions, Jessica.
All she wants to know is why you acting like such a little biatch for Pat McGann. Like every time she looks up, he like, I gotta do something weird. And she's like, why? Is it because Pat McGann is making you? She's like, no, I'm a man. I'm a big, strong man. I don't have to do what Pat McGann tells me. And then Pat McGann jumps and Bobby says, how high? Quickly. And so, yeah. So Jessica wants to know what's up. She even goes to Carrie and says, Carrie, you've been sleeping with this man for 5 years. I know you know what's going on with her and Pat McGann. Carrie's like,
he doesn't tell me those kinds of secrets.
He brought you in because you dirty. You know, I was like, okay, Carrie, you so damn smart side chick. You know, like, okay, I'm glad you're on your high horse. But eventually, even Carrie realizes Bobby acting different. So she goes to him and she's like, Bobby, come on. This is me. He's like, babe, just go to L.A. without me. I'm just going to go ruin a whole big, huge, like, first of all, ruin a huge investment to the city by getting rid of Icarus. Also, go back on my word to the press and to the community that quickly in less than a week's time. I'm about to fly to Seattle to do all of that. Just because, you know, just because there's, you know, some confusion with the paperwork. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're lying, bro. You're lying. And so she calls him out and he don't even tell Carrie what it is. And so at that point, you got to move on, Carrie. You listen, you're supposed to be his number one. You didn't step over his wife, over her, you know, like this woman is damn near on her deathbed, and you done crawled over her to get in this man's real bed, and he not even telling you the truth? Stand up. Get the hell up out of that married man's bed. He's bad. He's a bad person, and he's cheating on his wife with you, and you should feel ashamed of yourself. Love yourself.
Jessica's also trying to get the story from Nick also.
And Poe Nick then did all the work for everybody. He even killed Tommy Deal. He damn near ready to kill Pat McGann.
Yeah, well, some of that fight, I was surprised that we got the actual Nick of fist fight with, because it was very rare that we saw fisticuffs on Suits. Occasionally we would see it in the boxing ring. A couple of times Harvey just like sucker punched somebody in the face. But this was like a real fight.
Well,
maybe worse than any fight we've ever seen on Suits.
Oh, I don't know. That time Mike Ross got put through that table. Wasn't that what happened when Mike Ross ran up on Harvey and he was like, bruh.
Where
like,
Harvey really needed to teach him how to fight before he went to jail.
Yeah, no, that was fun. That was a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they had a couple good fights. Yeah. But
did Mike get roughed up in the jail at all?
No, not really. Not really. He did need to know how to fight, though, because he almost got poked up. You remember Frank Gallo? Frank Gallo was like, meek, meek, meek. Mike Ross fought the guy who Rachel was going to cheat on him with. Remember,
she went knocking on the... Did he fight him?
He put him through the table. The guy who fell through the glass coffee table.
Yeah. Mike and Trevor, I think, fought a couple times.
Yeah, but
this was like broken ribs. This was, you know...
That man had a damn broken rib.
They said Pat McGann had two broken ribs.
Pat McGann lied. Pat McGann is lying. That man didn't get no broken ribs.
How about this? When freaking Bobby Novak was like, can't believe they even found his ribs. Like, all right, so like even Jerry from Parks and Rec is like, all right, can we not do the fat jokes? Right. Come on.
We're not. It's 2024 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what year this is. 2019. We're past that. Yeah, we're past that. But Bobby kind of has a point. Like, Pat McGann's ribs are not exposed. And he got two body shots. Like, stop it. Stop it. I watched that fight several times. And it was not, like, no rib shattering fight. The other thing that annoys me about Pat McGann is that he started the fight. He started the fight. And then immediately after he gets punched a couple times, you're like, get out of here. You're going to regret this. Hi, is this the police? One of your guys hit me. I'm like, you started it. You hit him first. Hey, what? I just can't stand that. Why are you throwing the rock and hide your head, Pat McGann? Mm-hmm. It don't make no damn sense. I don't like it.
Yeah. So Nick is suspended.
He down bad. He don't even get suspended by his actual boss. They make Bobby, his brother, suspend him. Bobby takes the gun and the badge. And Nick is like, bruh, as much as I do for you, you really gonna take me out of here? And he's like, Bobby kind of like... I'm not really in charge here.
I don't understand. Nikki. What is Nick a real police officer? Does he work for the mayor? I mean, I feel like that's kind of weird where the mayor is like, all right, put your gun down, put your badge in, you're off the force. Like, that seems like not the mayor's call.
No, right, exactly. And that's what Nikki told him. Nikki's like, you're not even my boss. I work for Hargrove. But Hargrove works for Bobby. And so Bobby says, you're suspended, then you suspend it. That's the other thing. The chief, the police guy, he says, like, initially Pat McGann was like, I want his badge. Like, I don't want this man to be a police officer anymore. He got suspended without pay. That's not the same as being fired. So Bobby still was like kind of looking out for his brother in that moment. But Nikki was disgusted. He's like, bro, you're supposed to have my back because I got the family back in here. But Nikki, if you let Nikki have it, Nikki will push Pat McGann off one of them buildings and nobody going to look twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Chappelle, ultimately, this episode ends on, I thought, kind of like a soft cliffhanger of Jessica tells Nick, let me help you.
And Nick drives off. Like, bro, she right there. Let her help you, fool. But Nick is running away because he knows that if that tape gets exposed, which it could because Bobby is just like, oh my God, boy, soft as tissue paper. But yeah, he got that little tape, and that tape is just looming over Nikki's head. And Nick's like, if I leave, maybe at that point Bobby can stand the hell up underneath Pat McGann's foot. But you know, it probably still won't happen. So Jessica's trying to get Nikki from running away, but he ain't. It looks like he's gone. He's a flight risk, and he's out of here.
Yeah. So where's this all going in three episodes? Because we got a lot of stuff to tie up together here. We got Icarus. We've got the Tommy Deal murder. We've got, don't forget the, like, is the CIA, FBI watching what's going on? We've got also everything with Carrie and Bobby, Yoli's mom.
Mm-hmm. So Yoli's mom is the easiest thing to handle because if you bring in Jessica, that's an episode. She's gonna pack that up real easy.
Yeah.
The Icarus thing is a problem because Icarus leaving is bad for everything Jessica just did. Because remember, she went to Frank and told him, "Hey, I'm just trying to help minority-owned business. I'm also trying to make up for me ruining your life with the unions and all that stuff." If he shuts the Icarus thing down, that shuts down everything Frank did. And also, you just sold away half of Frank's company. So she has done enough to ruin Frank's life. So she has to put that fire out for sure. She's still got to figure out what she's going to do about the housing projects. You think she could just start buying people homes if she could just give people $800,000 anyway? Just buy like some monopoly properties.
Homes, right.
Like some duplexes, you know, just like boop, 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 boop. Those kinds that got like a little bitty backyard. You know, like the little like sliver of land. Like Jessica could really just go into contracting herself. But she's got a lot of work to do and only three episodes to do it. I'm fairly interested to see how she's going to pull it off because I hate to live in a world where season one ends of this show.
Get ready. Get ready, Chappelle.
We got to get Aaron Corse back on the podcast.
Brace yourself.
I feel like I was sold a bill of goods because he made it seem like, hey, bro, they didn't really give Pearson the shot that it needed. And I will give him that. Maybe with some more time, the show would have got better. It's one thing I see a lot in television shows. People will say season one was kind of slow, but after that, it picked up. So sometimes you do got to give these shows a little time to to build momentum and stuff. But if you left us hanging like this at the end of season one and I don't get no answers, Aaron Corse, the call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah. I feel like that he was saying that they waited a year. So like the Pearson backdoor pilot happens at the end of season seven of Suits. And then USA sort of like dragged their feet for like a year before it took like a year for Pearson to come on TV. And I felt like that's what he was saying was that they waited so long where people maybe forgot about what Jessica was up to.
Okay, well, again, if you let it end in a weird way, then I'm gonna be in support of those people. Sorry. Like, if you weren't gonna come hard with this thing, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I am nosy enough to give a damn about what's about to happen in the next three episodes. But if you leave me hanging at the end of the season one, I don't know. I'm gonna be looking at season. I'm Suits LA. I'm already kind of looking at kind of funny, and so now I'm getting worried. I'm getting concerned.
Pat McGann for his story will be finished on Suits LA.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we'll pick it up where Carrie just got to the mayor's conference. Here she is.
No disrespect to Carrie, but no, I'm good. I don't need any more Carrie. We're good on Carrie. Right. We are good. We are safe.
Pat McGann basically ends up telling Bobby, he's like, "You think I'm not going to use the tape? I got the tape right here. I'm desperate."
He is. He broke. He ain't got no money. So he has no choice but to be like, "All right, well, look, at this point, if they find out Nikki is a killer, he a killer. We all going to go down together, but I can't just sit around and just let myself go broke." So sorry. Someone got to give, and if it's either me or you, it's always going to be you.
All right. Anything else about episode seven of Pearson, a.k.a. No, the immigration lawyer?
Nothing really. Like I said, I'm interested. I'm kind of fascinated by like the immigration law storyline just in general, because I just didn't think this was a big, it's such a common thing to talk about here in Texas that I just didn't know that somebody else was working into a television show that's like, that's in Chicago, right? But aside from that, I think the show is fine. But is it something like, if there were eight seasons of this show, I don't think me and you would cover it.
I don't think so.
You know, it just wouldn't work. So. And so, yeah, I think we're looking for something to replace it. Like, when I think about Suits LA, I want it to be more of the Suits that we remember, more of that DNA. It don't have to be the same characters, but give me that same vibe, you know, that Blue Sky USA, you know, network kind of vibes.
Yeah. Okay, let me give a quick shout out in our Suits Facebook group to Lauren. Lauren, a new listener, said, "Just started my binge and I got to season four. My favorite things about the podcast, Rob is a Lewis stan. That's true. The Trevor dislike. Yes.
Yes.
I also confuse Tess's husband with Trevor. Yes.
Facts.
Anytime Rachel is called a menace, Toronto, York, where it never snows, and just generally talking about the things I've wondered, like why doesn't Mike take the bar, etc. It makes sense when explained in the pod.
Yeah. Look, I'm very happy that people are still finding this. Emmy also has just started. She finished season two. And like I've met Emmy before. Yeah. Emmy's dope. Listen to Emmy. Listen to Lauren. Tell your friends that if they watch Suits, this is a fun podcast. We answer all the questions. Yeah, and it's evergreen. I think that more people should find this. So I'm about to go back to posting more links about this so that people can find it. Because I've been posting links on Reddit, Rob. I've been doing that stuff.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, great job once again. I know you've been very busy over at Recap Kickback. What's going on?
Yeah, on recapkickback.com, I got a whole little podcast thing I got going on over there. I'm urging everybody to subscribe to the podcast. Go to recapkickback.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Go to the YouTube page. Click like, click subscribe, you know, watch the videos. We dropping video podcasts so people can see my beautiful face, you know. And so do that. Share the podcast with all your people. Mari and I every week are dropping a different like countdown about Black television and movies. We have a very intense conversation with Jason Reed. We get to fighting about the rankings of the top Black sitcoms of all time. It's a great time. It drops every Thursday. We've been doing these podcasts. And so in March, we're going to have a whole different slate of programming for you over there. Also, I got like, you know, just little things in the works. So recapkickback.com. Please subscribe on the YouTube page. Follow on social media at recapkickback, you know, on all platforms.
Okay. And then, of course, we've got all of the Survivor stuff going on here. If you're listening to us here in the real time, kicking off Survivor 46, Chappelle and I are going to be doing some Survivor podcasting together this season. So make sure you catch that all at robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.